Market analyst Stephen Daglian here with your mid-session report on Monday. Well, things aren't looking great as expected. The ASX 200 is under quite a bit of pressure as we approach noon on Monday. We've got the ASX 200 down by about 1.25%. Now, this makes it day number two that we've had Aussie shares heading lower. But more significantly, it actually takes the losses so far in September to about 3%. Now, this means we've got less than 9 full days of trade left this month, so it's making it more likely with each passing day that the market's impressive 11-month winning streak could very well come to an end in September, unless we get some type of really robust and substantial bounce back over the next couple of weeks. But we'll have to wait and see if that ends up being the case. Today, there are losses really across the market. Every single sector is under pressure, with the exception really of utilities, but it's a bit misleading there and deceiving when you look at the sector's performance, because it's really just one stock that's making all the difference and keeping that area stronger, and that's AusNet Services. It's up about 18% at the moment, and that's thanks to a takeover offer that it's received, a sweetened offer from Brookfield Asset Management, which has raised its offer to $2.50 per share in cash. Now, this is following a $2.35 and then a $2.45 share offer as well in the past. So the Aussie power distributor is bouncing quite strongly on this. Transurban, the toll road operator, is in a trading halt at the moment. It's in the process of raising some funds to help take full control of Sydney's WestConnex toll road. This is after reaching an agreement worth about $11 billion with the New South Wales state government. All other sectors are down significantly. Certainly the worst performers are mining stocks. And this has really been a common theme that we've seen all month, where in particular the iron ore miners have been hit very, very hard because of the iron ore price, which has fallen so much. It's actually fallen 5.5% in the past day. It's fallen 22% over the past week. And it's now down around 57% from the record highs that were hit just in the middle of May. So we've really had a substantial pullback, and it's mainly because of China's demand for iron ore dropping back significantly, because they've put some restrictions on how much steel can be produced in China due to environmental concerns and reasons. So that really has been a massive weight on most of our iron ore miners. That's continuing to be the case today, with stocks like Fortescue down about 4% and losses of about 2% to around 3.5% for both BHP and Rio Tinto. Travel stocks like Qantas and Flight Centre are also under pressure. This is despite an improvement in the number of COVID cases coming through in New South Wales, still significant at 935, but it's the first time in a while now that we've had fewer than 1,000 cases, new cases over the course of a day. Now, this week, there's a lot to focus on, but one of the main areas will be a number of central banks in focus, because you've got the US Central Bank, Japan Central Bank, the Bank of England. They're all holding their monthly meetings, so that's all going to be quite important for markets. You've also got the Reserve Bank board minutes out tomorrow. That's going to be something to watch locally, but it's unlikely to have a huge impact on our market. And also what could help our market, maybe not enough to push us higher for the month, but what could at least help in the next couple of weeks, is that a lot of money is being paid out in dividends. So in the days ahead, we've actually got about $15 billion set to be paid to investors. The two big days here will be Tuesday and also Thursday. So quite a bit of money being paid out over both of those days. No major economic news at all today, and there's actually no major scheduled company news to watch either. The Aussie dollar finally still hovering around that 72.6 US cent mark.